Lee Bradley and Lisa Fine. We're going to be interviewing Marjorie Kohler at her home. This is June 16th, 1992. We're going to talk about real memories.
One of the first things that we do with one of these interviews is just to get some background information, mm-hmm. to find out where the people were from and the kind of educational background they're mm-hmm. from and their families and things. So just to start off with, were you born in the Lansing area?
Yes, I was born in Lansing.
Uh-huh. In the city or?
In the city.
Okay. And did your parents?
They were from here.
They were from
Well,
Lansing,
my mother was from Norway.
Oh.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. She was from Norway.
How'd she happen to come here?
Her mother left her family because her father was a seaman and he went to sea and he never came back. When my mother was 2 years old, and so she just picked her up and came to the United States.
Your grandmother and your mom?
Mm-hmm. She was 5 years old when they...
Oh, wow. That was a big step.
Yeah,
she was.
Was
frightened.
And they ended up in Alpena.
Uh-huh.
There's quite a few Swedish and Norwegian people in Alpena.
Mm.
And so they lived there until she was a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to Lansing and got a job working. That's where she met my dad, was in laundry, the American Laundry.
Oh, really?
Yes, and so that's how I came to be.
And your dad was a Michigan person?
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. That's great. What was your mother's Norwegian name?
Eriksson. You might know.
Oh, it's a real common name.
Yeah. It was
Eriksson.
Nice name. And what did your dad do?
Well, at the time she met him, he worked in the laundry, but from there he went to Rio.
Oh, he worked, your dad worked at Rio?
Yeah, and so did my grandfather.
Your father's father?
Mm-hmm. I've got a picture of him in his
car. Great.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Do you know what they did in there?
Both of them were foremen in the motor plant.
Oh my goodness.
Mm. Yeah, we both worked in a motor plant.
Mm. Your grandfather must have been there from the beginning.
Well, he had to be because that was probably about 1906 or something.
That's right.
Oh,
he started in 1904. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, I don't know which one, I can show you his picture. A lot of these pictures were big group pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the one. If you ladies want to start looking at those, you know, you're welcome.
I think I'll wait till you can tell me what I'm seeing.
Yeah. I do have one of my father also, but I don't have that right here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my grandfather.
I'll come around over there.
Right there.
Oh, my. What was his name?
Tom Nelson.
Tom Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a wonderful
and he was a foreman in the motor plant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most of these pictures are of the men that worked there.
This looks like it must have been in the teens.
Well, it could have been.
Yeah, just judging from the dress and...
Although it could have been in the early,
even
just
earlier.
After the turn of the century.
Yeah.
Well, my father passed away in 25.
And this is the old reel back here.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
And
wasn't so old then.
You know, the majority of these fellows were from the old country, a lot of them. The ones that my dad had under him couldn't even speak English.
Where were they from, Germany?
Oh, yes, and I think there was some from Italy, and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
just
they,
all...
yeah. Uh-huh.
Isn't that interesting for him if people didn't speak English, for him to communicate the way he needed to do?
I know sometimes he used to come home and be a little disgusted.
Oh, did he?
He couldn't get his message across, you know. I don't think I've got one of my dad. See, it just starts out and it's pictures of all the different departments,
I
imagine.
Department in Rio, 1915.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're labeled.
Well, that one is.
This one is.
Yeah,
the gear department.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But I think that's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
So, my, uh-huh. But look at the people ahead. You know, that was a big plant at that time. Really?
Here we go, department number 219.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And of course, we don't know what 2 is.
No.
We don't. And this has something on it.
Number 5, 1915. They must have done a lot of publicity photos in 15.
Must be. must be.
Yeah. Do you know how your grandfather got to the Rio?
No, I don't. I really don't. They were from Ohio, originally.
Just like Pliny.
I tried to find some information on them. I looked for their marriage license in Clinton County because they were from Bath. And my grandmother was from Bath, so she was from Bath. But my grandfather came from Ohio. And I went over to St. John's and went through all the records over there, tried to find their marriage certificate. I could find where they stood up with another couple, but not anything for them. So I thought maybe they might have been married in Ohio.
Doesn't sound like they're married in Clinton County, does it?
Not really. My daughter and I went over there and went through the records, and it was a big job. It was all handwritten, you know.
Oh, my.
And the ink had started to fade.
Old ladies here.
Yeah, got some ladies. Now they had a big office force.
Oh, look at those.
This is a wonderful photograph.
Isn't this just super? I knew you'd enjoy seeing it, and that's why I went and got it, because I just thought for this purpose is.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Is that the cafeteria?
I think it was.
There it says, get your change ready.
Yeah.
I bet it was. I bet there aren't any more photographs like this left.
Well, there was more. Have you ever done anything on Loudenslager?
On Claire Loudenslager? Not yet.
Okay.
We're hoping to.
He's the one that's responsible for this. He found these pictures someplace, and he had several copies made and gave to his friends.
Okay.
And that's how come Mr. Cadillac
did it. I wonder if to do that.
Uh-huh.
These look like they must have been the big management.
The wheels.
Oh, yes.
The
wheels.
Ivory cover.
So that would have been the main
just
building.
All different departments.
Yes.
Oh, look.
Now here's
this.
More office.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Maybe these are execs and their secretaries.
Could very well be.
They're in front of that building again.
Yes.
Don't you wonder what's become of them all and how their lives went?
Yes, it's interesting.
Oh, look at the touring car.
Yeah. My dad had one like that.
Did he?
And the railroad's right there.
See
the railroad's there. That must be
this
the loading
like
dock.
Might have been an 18 or an 18.
His car was a 1914 Dodge.
These are wonderful. I've never seen these before.
The faces and the costumes.
And
the clubhouse was over here.
Right. If it was 1915, though, the clubhouse wasn't even built yet. The clubhouse was built in 1917.
Oh, was it? Maybe it was built on this plot of land.
Yeah, probably it was not there.
Yeah.
There's the water tower up in the back there that I noticed in other pictures that Mabel had.
Now, what did your dad do at the plant?
He was a foreman.
He was the foreman,
In the motor plant.
In the motor plant.
Mm-hmm. Same as my grandfather. We got a kick out of that. And maybe this one isn't, but there's some of them that are
people looking out,
peeking out the window, and we thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't that ironic?
Not thinking maybe that they'd be...
That's your grandfather.
Yes,
He's a nice-looking man.
Yes,
very,
he was.
Very, very
handsome. My father was a good-looking man, too.
Was he?
Oh, handsome man, yes.
Oh, look at this.
I bet this is the welfare department, because look, they're keeping track of the accidents.
What is
probably
this say? Notice.
Transfer bulletin notice. I can't wait on the eighth. Here's some of the... Oh, these guys are hard at work.
Smoke-filled room.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Here's some of the machinery.
Uh-huh.
It looks so clean.
Well, that's when
it's a laboratory.
Yes. Yeah. It probably was quite new, and that's probably some executive.
Working at a beautiful desk.
Oh, yes.
A beautiful roll-top desk.
Gosh, it looks...
An old telephone.
Oh, I love those. A candlestick phone. Your grandfather must have been there then in the early days when Arioles was there.
That's
he must have been because
yeah,
on the wooden overpass.
Oh my gosh.
Evidently after they built them, they put them over that building across the street.
Yes, they went over there maybe for fine or something or other.
Right.
The grand
and these are the way they were
shipped away. Imagine it was all wood.
Oh yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And someone probably had the job of driving them over. Oh, and they're making chassis obviously here.
Chassis, yeah.
And these are lathes. They're doing the beginnings of the chassis, it looks like, the frame.
These are beautiful.
Yeah, I thought you enjoyed.
That's wonderful.
Well, we can get to that other one later.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't even know where to begin now.
It's almost like stepping back in time.
I know.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So your dad became the foreman in the
motor plant.
And I'm sorry, what was his name again?
Earl Nelson. And my grandfather's name was Tom Nelson.
Okay. Did your dad go in, I guess he went into Rio because your grandfather was
probably
there, brought him in.
Yes, I'm sure that probably happened.
Okay. And how did your father go from the laundry? I mean, why was he at the laundry to begin with? Was it because he was too young to go into the
laundry? I think that was it. He took some kind of a night course on management.
Okay.
And I had those books for quite a long time, but I gave them to one of my grandsons.
Did he take it at the Rio?
I don't really know that.
Okay.
I know he had these great big heavy books that was on engineering. In management, and I'm sure that's why he had them.
Mm-hmm.
He probably studied that, and
he was studying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they had apprenticeship programs for management at Rio.
Could have been through Rio.
And did he work there all his life? Your dad?
Yes, he died when I was 11.
Oh,
so you see, I don't remember a whole lot about him.
Sure.
Some I do remember, but you know, I lost him when I was quite young.
Yeah.
Mm.
So.
I take it though, I mean, it would be hard to, since you were so little, you weren't really attuned to those things back then, but they did they think the Rio was a good place
to
work?
Oh yes. Everybody in Lansing, that was their goal, to get a job at
the Rio.
Oh yes. Yes, that was the best place in town, you know, for most Lansing people.
Because obviously they were treated right there and they were earning a decent wage.
Right. And the plant was really nice in the beginning, you know. It was.
It looks in that one picture.
Yes,
it was.
So
clean.
It was clean and nice, you know. It was well taken care of. And so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You went to school in Lansing then?
Yes.
You grew up in Lansing?
Mm-hmm.
And did you go to high school there?
Uh-huh.
Did you take the secretarial kind of course?
No. I just took kind of a business course, you know.
Okay.
But
general business.
Yes. But I picked up my skills, I guess, as I went along. We used to be able to do that, you know, and you can't do that anymore.
That's true. Yeah. We were talking to Mabel about that very thing.
Yes.
That's what she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you couldn't do that today, you know. But I always figure if you can show your boss you can do the job, why, that's only
that should
fair.
Be enough.
Yeah. But, see, it isn't like that. A lot of our graduates can't. No.
Yeah. Opportunities were there then, too.
Oh, yes. It was a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you begin to work at the Rio?
In 1947.
Okay. Obviously, you didn't go to work right after high school in the Rio.
No. I worked part-time for the state.
Okay.
And I worked in the Auditor General's Department on tax records.
Oh.
That was my first job.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran a comptometer, if you know what that is.
I sure do.
As a matter of fact, I was asking Mabel about that, and that's how I thought they were the forerunners of IBM punch cards.
Mm-hmm.
And she said no, and then she explained it.
Uh-huh. That's what I used to do.
Uh-huh. Did you learn that skill in high school in a class?
No,
you
had no, to... I just picked it up on the job. I was very fortunate. A friend of my mother's got me into the state, and they just taught me right there, and I just picked it right up. You know.
Hmm.
And of course, like I say, you couldn't do that anymore. But
no. Well, yeah. And so you were at the state?
Oh, probably about 2 years. Mm-hmm. I'll say 2 years in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got married in 1932, so.
Okay. Right in the depths of the Depression.
Yes, and my husband was working at Oldsmobile about 2 days a week.
Mm.
And then we had a baby boy.
And he couldn't have been earning much even per day for those 2 days.
We were really hurting, you know. It was, those were really hard times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we bought our house in Lansing, and so I had to continue to work because, you know,
he had to pay the mortgage.
Well, his employment was so undecided all the time. You know, I just never knew if he's going to get 2 days a week or 3 days a week, or, and they didn't get unemployment. You know,
mm-hmm.
And so I went back to work.
First at the Rio, or
no? Well, yes, it was Rio
in 47.
Now wait just a minute.
Okay.
Before that, I went work for the National Youth
Administration?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, very interesting.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, I did.
What'd you do for them?
Same comptometer work.
Oh, I see. So administrative work for them.
Uh-huh. Right.
They had an office in Lansing?
Yes, over on Walnut Street. Mm-hmm. It was in a big old house. And we did payroll for the boys that were in that
CCC.
Yeah.
Oh, was that with the National Youth Program?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it oversaw
right.
all the youth programs.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
CCC was just one of them.
And I don't know if you ever heard Jerry Burns' name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was my boss there.
Wow.
And then when I went to the Rio, he was personnel manager there.
Oh, okay.
So that worked out real handy for me, too. He was a good friend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, I'd love to write another book just about that, some with the NYA.
You know, yeah, right. That was an interesting thing.
Yeah,
it was.
Mm-hmm. Did they do any other programs besides the CCC through Lansing?
No, just that.
Just that. They didn't mm-hmm. do any for girls.
No. Uh-uh.
Was there a program for girls?
There were some schools for girls.
Oh,
too,
I didn't
that
know that. I've
to.
Never known that. I always thought it was just
the
boys.
You know, I just think that's such a wonderful thing. It's just a shame they don't have
something like that now.
Yeah, yeah. I think we'd have a lot less trouble.
I do too. They'd be doing something.
Yes.
They'd be learning something. They'd be off the street.
Well, and it would be helping the ecology, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
to do good projects.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
That was really something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked part-time for a WPA in the old real clubhouse, too.
Oh, you did?
Really?
In the clubhouse?
Yes, in the clubhouse.
Before you actually worked
yes.
for the Rio?
Yes, right.
What'd you do for them?
I was still in comptometer work.
Okay.
And that was in the main ballroom.
Mm. Isn't that interesting?
And they had offices all set up in there.
They did?
Yes.
So the company let the national government come in and
right.
work their programs through the clubhouse.
Yeah, they did.
I never heard that
I
before.
I didn't either. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, we had, and it was, you know, a big, of course you probably don't remember seeing the clubhouse, but
I remember.
No, the ballroom was big,
mm-hmm.
and they just had that full of people working.
On the WPA.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
They built roads and post offices.
Yes, and they just did a lot of good things, you know.
They went to some of the parks that we now enjoy, and
that's
you can still
right.
see the stairways and the retaining breakwater walls and
mm-hmm.
All kinds of things that they did. Mm-hmm. They dug pits for latrines. And
yeah.
So someone's got to do it.
For sure.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. So then after that, I went.
Okay. During the war?
No, I wasn't. My husband was working on at Olds on military.
He worked at military.
Mm-hmm. And my daughter was born shortly in that period, so.
Stayed home.
Yeah.
Because you were busy at home with two children.
Yeah.
Is that, you had two children?
Two, yeah. Boy and a girl.
Where was your house in Lansing that you bought?
Over in the south end on Lyons Avenue.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
Where Lyons Avenue School is.
Lyons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lyons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, and so we're finally at Rio in 1947.
Yes.
And what did you do there?
And I worked on payroll again.
Okay.
And I worked for a man called Carl Ogden. I don't know if you've heard that name before, but he was personnel manager there at one time.
Okay.
Hmm. And then he was paymaster after that when I went to work for him.
Okay.
And I worked for him for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then I transferred into the accounting department. Worked there for probably a year. Then I was transferred into the salary payroll office. So I had a lot of experience in the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I went up on the third floor.
Right, we were told to ask you about the third floor.
Yes.
from Mabel.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, I was transferred up there, and that's where I first worked with Mr. Cataline.
Hmm. Okay.
And we had a catalog department. We made our own catalogs there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Of parts and things?
Of all the parts that go in the truck.
Wow. All the parts.
And believe you me, that was a lot of work.
Oh, was
when
it?
You stop to think that was all hand done.
Hmm.
You know, it isn't like it is today. Everything's on computer. That was.
And a truck has thousands of parts.
That's
too.
Right. Plus the fact
so.
That you no more than finish the catalog and it was
obsolete.
Oh,
yeah. My.
That just went on constantly. We had about 15 young boys working for us. And they were, they draw patterns and, you know, all this schematics and all this for the parts.
Hmm.
And then I had to type a lot of the catalog pages. And I'm really upset to think all these beautiful typewriters they have today where you don't have to do all the hard work like I did.
That's right. To have all the word processors.
Oh, yes. I would have given my IT for that.
Mabel was mentioning at the end of the day her fingers would be so sore.
Oh, it's just terrible.
From the manual. So yours
yes.
must have been twice as sore.
And I had a stiff neck half the time.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like. Yeah, it was. We really earned our money. We didn't sit around like a lot of these kids do nowadays, I'll tell you.
Mm.
How did you happen to go to Rio? Was there an ad in the paper that you saw?
No, it was through a friend. She worked in the payroll office. Well, I had worked with her at the state, and that's how come mm-hmm. she told me about, you know, that she was working there at Rio. And so she said, well, you need a job, come on and interview, and maybe they'll hire you. Sure enough, they did, mm-hmm. so. Worked out real well for me.
And you already knew a lot about the company.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Right. So
you knew it was a good place to work. So
that's right. So and it was close to my home, too.
Lyons Avenue.
Yeah, it's in the south end,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I had two children, and I had to think about that. I did work a few weeks at Fisher Body, and that was during the time when I was looking for work.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't stay there because I didn't have transportation. I had to go catch the bus, go downtown, change buses, and then go to Fisher Body. And if anything happened at home, you know,
you're so far away.
I was so far away. So
mm-hmm.
I decided that Rio was located better for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really one of the reasons why I went there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the children were going through the measles and chicken pox and all those things,
all
you
things
know.
That yeah. calls a mother back
yes,
home,
right.
sure. It kind of
yeah.
tears you in two places,
yeah,
that you want to be there.
It does.
But how did you get, have you had someone that took care of the children more than
Yes, I generally had a lady that came in because I didn't go along with shipping them out every morning. I guess the children get used to it, but I didn't want them to have to leave their home.
Mm-hmm.
So I most always had somebody come in and stay for the day, you know.
Yeah. There weren't as many daycare facilities, nice
no,
ones
we didn't have
either.
Anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't.
Maybe a few nursery schools, but that's not
mm-hmm.
it.
I think they had that, but mostly I had to hire someone.
Mm-hmm.
To come over and be
mm-hmm.
there.
And of course, we didn't pay the kind of wages they do today.
No, you weren't earning
no,
the kind of wages.
No, and I wasn't earning that kind of money either.
But you could buy more with it, it
yes.
seemed like.
Well, yes, I've always said that. That
the buying power.
When my husband was making $35 a week, and I wasn't working, it seemed like we got along fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the dollar was worth a lot more.
Yeah.
But that all changed.
Cars didn't cost, you know,
oh,
proportionately
no.
to your salary,
no.
and houses,
yeah.
or even rental.
Right. Oh, humans, yeah.
Well, and I always think you just didn't, from what I was, you know, could gather from what my own family has said, you didn't need as many things.
No,
know?
It was a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
It was different. It was simpler.
In terms of just consumer things.
Yes.
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 Well, Madison Avenue makes us want these things. Of course, that keeps people working. So.
I guess so.
Kind of a vicious circle.
Yeah.
Did your husband always stay at Oldsmobile?
Yes, he was there 43 years.
Oh, my.
Yes. He went right after he got out of high school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, and he just worked in the shop. He
mm-hmm.
he had changed jobs a couple of times, but he was there all that time.
Do you think there was a difference between working in the shop at Olds and Rio? I know you never worked in the shop at Rio.
Well, I can tell you what he said.
Okay.
Before the union came in.
In 37.
Yeah, he couldn't even get time to go to the bathroom hardly. He worked on the line. And, you know, if he had to go to the bathroom, well, he had to get a man to replace him while he was gone. And sometimes he'd have to wait, you know, a long time. And then they worked 12 and 14 hours a day.
So when you first married him in 32, that's what it was like.
That's right.
When he got work.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was like. And he used to put some sort of boulder nut or something on, you know, when this chassis would be going by. He'd come home and his fingers would be bleeding. You know, they were just, it was really rough. And, you know, a lot of people talk against the union, but he certainly appreciated what the union did for him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go along with some of their policies, but he did have it a lot better after the union was in.
He was some job security, too,
yes,
that
right.
he might not have had before.
Right. And they got a break. And
they moderated some of the conditions.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but it was kind of rough at first.
Uh-huh. And at the Rio, was it like that too, you think?
I don't believe they had the production line that Olds had, you know. That production line at Olds was fast, you
mm.
know. It was, there was just no let up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think they had a production line because you can see it right here
yeah.
on that cover.
Right, they had an assembly
That's
line.
In, yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's in 48.
But not zipping along with the amount per hour.
That's right.
You're saying.
So it might have been a little more humane.
Mm, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my father worked at Rio in those days, and I don't think it was. From what you said, it sounds very similar.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't get paid if while they were going to the bathroom and back, that was deducted.
I was just going to say they worked on piecework.
That's right,
mm-hmm.
until the late 40s.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. We talked to someone recently that felt that Mr. Bowles,
and then also Mr. Fuller, both of them complained about the switch from piece to
mm-hmm.
hourly.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like it.
No, because they made more money when they worked piece work.
That's right.
Of course, that was incentive to work harder, you know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. But in the long run, it was a lot better.
And didn't they, Mr. Bowles mentioned that he didn't think things were as well produced. A lot of things went to salvage after
that's
they
right.
went to the hourly rate because they were just throwing them out
yes,
then, and,
yes.
and before they were trying to do them correctly.
They were doing the quality that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And how long did you stay at Rio after you?
I left in 75.
Oh, so you stayed till 75
mm-hmm.
too.
They only gave me credit for 25 years because I was laid off in a slack period.
After.
For about 3 months, and so when I went back to work, they wouldn't give me the time. It was not a fair thing.
You had to start kind of over again.
Well,
building
as
your
far
seniority?
As seniority was concerned,
that's
yes,
what I meant.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I even contacted the company's lawyer, and he was going to see if he could do something about having that reinstated, but it just never came to pass.
Hmm. Hmm.
So all those things happen too, you know.
Mm. Did you stay up on the third floor in that catalog department for the rest of the time?
I was on the third floor for, oh dear, let's see, how long was that? Quite a while, and in about the last 3 years that I worked, they moved over on the corner of Baker and Washington in the old lawnmower division plant. And we had new offices built over there.
Oh, well, you did?
Uh-huh. Mm. And it was the same old building, but they put all new offices in. And then that's where I ended up working for Mr. Cadline at the end.
And doing the same kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was doing secretary work for him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you weren't doing payroll?
No, I was out of payroll.
Before you went
to the catalog? When I went to the catalog department, then I was out of payroll.
How did you move from place to place? Did they come and say, we like what you're doing, we'd like you to work here next? Or did you find an opening and apply for it? Or?
Well, when I left the factory payroll office, there was an opening in the salary payroll. And she was, a friend of mine was looking for somebody to replace somebody that was leaving, and so she asked me if I'd be interested. Mm-hmm. And so I worked there.
Did you get pay increases from department to department?
In that one I did.
You did?
Yes. Uh-huh. Not a whole lot, but I...
So that would be an incentive to you?
Yes, right. And so I worked there not too long, and then I went upstairs on the third floor, and I was there quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And in the winter time, it was about 85 degrees in there all the time.
Oh, really?
They had old steam heat.
And the wall rise up to the top.
It was so hot in there.
Oh, really?
It was just terrible.
Everybody in the first floor was freezing,
yeah,
and you were
right
up there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then when I first worked at Rio in the factory payroll office, we were on Baker Street, and they didn't have air conditioning. They had great big fans, and my desk sat right next to a window, and outside of that window was a tar paper roof, and the sun just beat right down on that. Oh, it was just
bounced
like
right into your...
Oh, it was just like an oven. We used to dress with just a dress and a pair of panties on and paint our legs so it would look like we had holes.
Sure, with the liquid nylons that we could get.
I think about that, you know, because it was so hot, we could hardly
stand it.
It
probably made you hotter because it probably closed up your pores, you know.
Yeah, it was just some funny times.
But the nylons were heavier too a few years back.
Yeah.
Rayons and then nylons,
right,
and they probably were hotter to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And the garter belt and all
that. Yeah, so we were...
Thank God.
Oh, you're lucky you didn't live through them.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you weren't, did you?
It must have been difficult to work on and turn out...
Oh, it was.
You know, be efficient when you were so uncomfortable.
It was so warm.
Well, think about those ladies in that picture.
Oh,
you know,
I look at
the dresses all the way down to the floor.
And it would be just big fans that they would have, you know. There was no air conditioning then.
Mm. Couldn't expose your arms like this at work. Or
And I would imagine they worked long hours then, too. And they barely had time to get all the ironing and starching that must have gone into those outfits. They'd be go home and hurry and re-iron and all that stuff to come back to work the next day.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
That was kind of a...
Did your mom work? Or did she still have
She did. It? Yeah, she was a seamstress. And
after she left the laundry?
Yes. Uh-huh. She took in sewing in her home.
Oh, okay.
And then in later years, after I got married and left home, she got a job at Fisher Body working in the upholstery department.
Oh, she did.
Uh-huh.
Sewing the seat covers or something.
Uh-huh, right.
Or the panels on the door.
Yes, right.
Hmm. For goodness sake.
She was there quite a while.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
You sound like a family of workers and doers.
Well, you were busy people, I guess you might say.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
No, I was an only
child. You were
an
only child.
I had a half-sister, but I've lost all track with her. I don't know whatever happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens.
My father was married before.
Before, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he had a daughter.
Hmm.
I have a lot of questions. I just don't know where to begin. That's why I'm pausing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, there's just so much going through my mind,
yeah,
too.
it's hard to keep all the generations straight, you know, because we're not just dealing with you as a rear worker, but your grandfather and your father.
I always was rather proud of that, think that I ended up working there. You know, that made three generations of it.
Yes, heard that so much about the family feel, because their families worked there, but the family feel between just the workers.
We've always said that. Mr. Cadline, after Rio closed, he went to Olds and worked so he could get a pension.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he never experienced the same feeling in his job there that he did at Rio.
Yeah.
I think that's more than just the fact that it was a smaller factory with fewer people, too. I think there was more that fed into that.
We had just had a real nice group of people, you know. It was like family, really.
Mm-hmm.
We had some wonderful times.
Did you go to the clubhouse as a child?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They had shows there, you know.
Yeah.
And when my dad was working there, we would go to the shows. I barely remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know I went.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, I asked some of the girls the other day if they remembered, they used to have a bowling alley in the
in the basement.
Yeah. When I first went there, they still had it.
Oh.
And I've got some pictures here of some of the ladies that were in the bowling team. Yes.
Oh.
I don't know if I can find it right off, but I do have another thing here about the style shows that we used to have.
The girls' club.
Yes. And I've got another one that has the fall fair. We used to have what they call the fall fair.
What's that?
Well, it was a fair where they had. I'll find it and show you.
Okay.
it is something I bet you didn't know about.
Well, we already heard about the
ball. We just heard about the charity ball.
We didn't know about that.
Here's the bowling team right there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you bowl?
No.
Oh, okay.
I never. No. I'll see if I can.
I didn't think about the women having a bowling team. Mm-hmm. I guess I always just tend to think of the men doing things there in the early days.
No, they had some women's clubs too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. They were quite active in that sort.
Here's the, this looks like the style show. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the style show. Oh, and here's some more.
Mm-hmm. Very fashionable ladies.
Oh, my, yes. Hats and gloves. And
oh, the way we used to dress.
Oh, heavens, yes.
You didn't go without your hat and your gloves.
Here's a good example of it right there.
Oh. I used to wear little dresses like that when I was a little girl.
Yes.
Oh, the new look that came in when I was just in high school.
Is that right?
The hems went down halfway down.
Because right.
Everything we had before that was above our knee, and it was so natural we had to have all new clothes.
Okay. Here's the one about the fair.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure, I've heard about these.
Oh, this is in the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. I think this is what the picnic turned into after the war.
Mm-hmm.
Because before World War II, they used to have the picnic when they would have, the ladies would bake the pies, and they would have the men competing in games and events and things.
Mm-hmm. It's very similar.
Right, I think it turned into this.
But this was really a big affair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole city of Lansing would come. It was, look here what it says, 15,000 came to the real fair.
Here's Steve Snelko, who wouldn't talk to us.
Oh,
he comes to the.
Oh, for goodness sake!
He comes to the meetings.
I know we called him; he wouldn't talk to us.
Well, he's kind of strange. I don't mean he's strange, but he's just
a little different. Maybe prefers his own privacy.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we want to talk to everybody.
Like a big ride.
Oh, out in back of the clubhouse, they had all these rides. They had everything.
Don Bayshore, my mother spoke of him a lot.
Yeah, he's passed away.
Has he?
Uh-huh.
So this was every September they had this big fair?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's Governor, Governor Williams.
Yeah, he was there.
Soapy Williams.
Uh-huh.
Looks like a big country fair.
Oh, it was. It was big.
Look at all the, look at the crowd.
They even had a jail.
A jail?
Yes, and they would go along, and if some of the bosses were there, the two fellas dressed up like cops would take them and put them in the jail, and they had to pay money to get out.
Oh, that's the kind of thing they do now, for fundraisers. And that's where the idea started, probably.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here's my favorite thing, the babies.
Yes, they had the babies.
Uh-huh.
And then they also had a booth with dolls. You were given a doll and you were to dress the doll. All the employees were supposed to dress the dolls. And my mother, being a good seamstress, dressed my doll and it won first prize.
Oh my!
And she was so proud of herself, you know. Mm.
So this was a mock jail.
Uh-huh, that's it right there.
Yeah. So who ended up in this jail?
Oh, a lot of the bosses.
So the workers would put their bosses in jail,
yeah,
right?
And loved every minute of it. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, these are wonderful pictures.
Oh, I see. It was a fundraiser, so you paid to put your boss in jail.
Yeah, right.
That sounds like a good idea.
And one of the
paid to keep him there, huh?
Now, they had animals, too.
Mm-hmm. Right, see, because that's why I said it's like the old-time picnic days to have, where they'd have judging on the different animals and the different produce, like here.
Right, right. It's just like a country fair.
Yeah, yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just hard to believe when you think about it now that that ever existed.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Mm-hmm. Bill McQueen. That's not related to Bill McQueen. I see so many names here that are familiar to me that I remember my mother mentioning or fathers of students that I went to school with.
This was a whole
This looks like a real
feature devoted to the fall fair
issue. Right.
I see. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is wonderful. What did you do in particular for the fair?
Just the dress the doll.
You did dress the doll.
Well, I did work at some of the booths.
Yeah?
I did work. You know, we all took turns working in the booths.
Mm-hmm. And the Girls Club was was active in organizing it and participating in it?
Yes. One of the ladies that was the chairman.
Oh my goodness, here's Edgar Guest.
Yes, he came.
Came to the Rio.
Yes,
Oh, look, this is Ed Rankins.
Yeah, did you talk to Ed?
Yes, we interviewed him.
Yes, have you talked to Spaceway yet?
No.
Well, she was one of the secretaries and personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbara Brown. There's a picture of her, and that's
Fern. Oh, I know him.
Mm-hmm. We met her, Fern, at the Golden Gate.
Yes, She's a very gracious lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she always had a good job there and handled it very nicely.
Hmm. And they were involved, they were the registrars for the fair. They organized the fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
We haven't interviewed Fern yet.
No, we haven't. She didn't write her name on our list.
Well, you ought to.
We're going to have to call her anyway.
You have to make an effort to get Fern, because she
would like to.
Because she can tell you a lot, you know, being in personnel the way she was.
That's right.
It was great. This one is about some of the Army trucks, I think. Well, here is some of the.
You know, if they're bowling in skirts.
Mother and daughter banquet at the Girls Club.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many ways that the company extended just beyond your work.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody was interested and took a good, work ethic. I think because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Made a lot of difference.
And here I was just looking at this. Shirley, they sold a Rio recipe book.
I've got one of those.
Oh, you do?
Have you?
Oh, I'd love to look at that.
Want to look at it?
Sure. Not right now. It's okay, but at some point.
Yeah.
Which you could buy from Hilda Smith in the personnel department.
And you know
Hilda. From Hilda.
Sure, we went to visit Hilda.
Yeah,
she's a dear. She's a sweet.
And then here it says, this is what's interesting to me, that all Rio families... Well, no, it said the proceeds go to the Marion
Ilick
Cancer.
Yes.
So she had.
She was a girl that worked in the factory payroll office, and I replaced her.
Oh.
She died. She was ill for quite a long time before she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I transferred in there, I took her job.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they set up this fund in her honor.
Yes, right. It was to help people that needed help, you know, with expenses and that sort of thing. They'd pick out families that were needy, you know, and like Christmas time, they'd buy clothing and food and, you know.
Mm-hmm. What a nice way to honor her.
Yes, right. It was great.
So it wasn't just putting a recipe book together for the fun of it.
There was always a purpose.
Yeah,
yes.
To do some good for the people that were connected to the Rio.
Right.
I noticed a rifle club and a flying club.
Yeah.
So much. Gee, I almost wish we could roll the years back and I could go over there and work.
Wouldn't that be great, though?
It just seems like...
There's a picture of
so much going on.
Governor Williams, too.
Oh, yeah.
A beautiful little girl.
Soapy Williams.
Yeah. With the saddle shoes.
Yeah,
he wore saddle shoes.
Oh, I love them, too.
I love that, too. Boy, she just thought they were super.
Now, you were there for more than 25 years,
yes,
really.
Yes, really. I was there, actually, 28 years.
28 years.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions that I always ask as a historian is interesting to me is what you thought were the big changes that took place while you were there.
Well, some of them I didn't like.
Well, I didn't ask you which ones you liked, just what you saw.
We want to know those too.
Those are actually more interesting.
The last two or three years I worked were not really the happy times because they were changing owners all the time.
Right.
And you know, it just kept getting worse all the time, it seemed. And it was hard for the employees that had been there for a long time to see this happening. You know, I mean, it was not the same. And so
a lot of tension?
Yes. My first years were happier, you know, than the later years. And so, and you were uneasy because you didn't know from one day to the next what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had, you know, towards the end it wasn't as comfortable as it had been.
Mm-hmm. Towards the end did a lot of the clubs and things kind of fall by the wayside?
Yes, yes.
The different activities that made the Rio a fun place to work.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it just...
We're speaking probably of the last two or three years.
Yes, that's when, I don't know if you heard his name or not, but...
Yeah, we heard Capert's name.
Yeah, we've heard Mildred's name.
Oh, yes, and Mildred. They were a pair.
Before that period, though, you know, the last few years, before the beginning of the end, were there other kinds of things that were happening, changes in the people or the way the work was being done or the atmosphere of the place?
Yes.
Or,
mainly after White Motor took over. That's when it really started.
Oh.
I don't know if you were familiar with that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's when it really started. And it was kind of difficult because we had to contact Cleveland all the time to get permission to do this or do that.
That was
know.
The home office then?
Yes. Uh-huh. And
that was in the 60s, wasn't it?
Yes.
Sometime in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm. That's really when it started.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the last 10 or 15,
well,
10 years?
10 years, I would say, maybe.
Things were...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't the same.
A lot of new people came in?
Well, especially the last two or three years. It just seemed like they kept bringing in different department heads all the time, and they didn't know anything about what they were doing.
You know, I mean,
because they were...
From someplace else?
Yes, and they weren't familiar with, you know, our work, and it was really hard on the department heads themselves, you know, the fellows that had been there for a long time. They had to take orders, you know, and even though they knew it was wrong, they still had to do it.
Oh, gosh, that
so,
had to...
Yeah, it was very difficult for some of the men that had been there a long time. It was really not the best years.
Oh.
Anything else about the change of this kind of atmosphere? I mean, did the fairs and the...
We didn't have that anymore.
Those kinds of things
didn't... We did have the girls' club for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it you could probably argue that the Girls Club still meets.
Yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, you could say that because we do still meet.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Wonderful.
Yes, and I'm just proud of us because I think it's so nice, you know, that we can still get together and keep track of each other. Right. Otherwise, you just lose contact with everyone. And, you know, that's really nice. And most of the people that are in it are very caring people, you know. Fern especially is that kind of a person. She goes to visit some of the ladies who are in nursing homes now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very good about it.
So, keeps that family feel going and going, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes. I always think it's just great, you know, that people take time to do that in this busy age, anyway.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
I suppose that the new people coming in with each succeeding change kind of frowned upon all these activities. Maybe.
Well, then they were so conscious, budget conscious.
Oh. So they didn't see the worth in providing these things to the employees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, they were very budget conscious and just, you know, it was entirely different.
Hmm. Did you stay on Lyons Avenue the whole time that you worked at the Rio?
Lived on Lyons Avenue 50 years.
You mm-hmm. did?
Yes.
How far down from Mount Hope going south?
Well, it's about the fourth block down.
Mm-hmm.
It's between Pacific and Edison, if
oh,
you're
yes.
familiar with
yes.
them.
Okay.
And my daughter's living there now.
Is
oh,
that
my.
Right? In the same, well, how wonderful.
Yeah. She's living there now, and her daughter comes and visits with her baby, so I guess, you know, it's still in the family.
Oh. Golly, I think that's remarkable.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, it's kind of sad, too, because she just got a divorce last year.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And that part of it was unhappy.
Sure.
But I was so thankful I still had the house and she had a place to go, you know.
Oh,
and
yes.
she was happy, too.
Oh, of course she was. And that was home, too, kind
yes,
of.
Yes, right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm trying to think what I need to ask. Up on the third floor, Mabel said that that was the floor where the military contracts and things
yes,
were,
yes,
were handled.
Harry Elsenheimer used to be in charge of that. I don't know if you're familiar with his name.
No, I'm not. Until
well,
just
Grace
today.
Is his wife, and she used to work with Mabel.
Oh, who is his wife?
Grace.
Grace?
Grace.
Oh, Grace. I'm
uh-huh.
sorry.
Grace Elsenheimer. And she used to work with Mabel in the accounting.
Oh, okay.
And she lives over in Stonegate Park. I don't know whether you have any luck talking to her or not. She's kind of a busy lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just interesting even
well, he, Harry was handled that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And different people worked on that. I think Ed Rankin worked on that part-time.
Oh.
Yeah, he worked on export, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's
mm-hmm.
mostly what we're talking
yeah.
about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but Ed was one of the good old standby people, too. You know, he was there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Very serious about his work. Very dedicated.
It looks to me like everybody was at one time.
Oh, yeah.
Work, do the best you can,
right.
get ahead, and,
right.
and they all seem to be proud of the product
yeah.
and proud of being associated
well,
with
I, Rio. You know, I still feel bad every time I see an old Rio truck.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like to walk through the plant and see them in operation.
Oh, you had a chance to do that?
Oh, I used to go from the Washington Avenue office to the Baker Street office, and I'd go through the plant.
Go through the plant.
And
did you have to have a... They kind
had
of
have,
a,
you had to have a safety
a
glasses.
Safety glasses. But you didn't have to have a pass. You could just go.
Yeah, right.
Just safety glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I noticed a thing in here, a little story about where would you, and the first thing listed is would you wear your safety glasses
yeah,
if
they
you
were
knew
very
they would
strict about
save
that.
Your sight.
Very strict about it.
Hmm. So they were conscious of.
Oh, safety.
Of the
oh,
employees'
yes.
health and
oh,
welfare.
Yes, yes. And I don't know if you've interviewed Ardith Papman. She used to be our nurse at the
not
hospital.
Yet. We're hoping to.
Well, she's a good one to talk to also.
About the first aid
yeah,
end of
she
it.
Knows a lot of things about everybody in the plant. You know, she was acquainted with
good care of the men in the factory.
That came in with a problem. Mm-hmm. I noticed a thing in here, U.S.-Soviet prices in hours of work, and it lists the Soviet Union and the United States, how the workers at Rio could, what they would earn, and what they could buy in an hour of their work, and how people in Soviet could earn. That's interesting.
Did everybody read these when they came out?
Yes. They used to, all employees used to get them.
Get one.
Mm-hmm. But these...
See, I've read the ones from the early period called, that were called the Rio Spirit.
Yes. I thought probably you would have seen those.
Those I'd seen. Yeah. These, the items I haven't read yet.
I've never seen these either. Did these come out of the Rio Spirit? I mean, was that stopped in
this
these?
This was after the Rio Spirit.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are so interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
I wonder if we've got any
of these. If you wanted to make copies of something, you know.
Okay. You know, I'm going to check down at the MSU archives and see if they have them there first.
They might.
And if they don't, I'll give them to give you a call and come back and look at them again.
We may have these at the museum, too. I guess we'll jot that down.
Yeah, I should write it down.
I want to see what they've got. We have an archives at the museum, too, which we're constantly adding to.
Mm-hmm. But they may have a full run there. So, of course, I'd want to read them all.
Yes,
if they have them.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah,
you had the whole thing. Because it does tell you.
They're very interesting.
Oh, I got to pay my. Can you turn this
sure.
off? I have to pay my.
Okay. Not sure there's anything else that I need to.
Maybe we should look through here. Maybe we'll come across. Maybe we'll come across some other things that we might want to talk about.
Okay.
I think those are more interior.
Oh, this is the women's sewing.
Let me come. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Let me come around that way.
These are the kinds of pictures I just love.
Yeah.
Who did you say had? Yeah, sure. Who did you say had these? The original
Claire Donslager.
Claire.
Mm-hmm. He's gone. He passed away. But he had a good job there. Well, I think he was. I was trying to think what his title was.
He's the one that gave you these photographs.
He gave them to Mr. Cataline.
Was he maybe the general manager?
I was just gonna say. I think general manager. Yeah, he had a good job there.
Oh, look at this! Look how clean and neat that room is. And this would have been way back.
That's okay. Well, these are very old pictures,
Like, those are the mutton type trees right there.
The thing that's interesting to me about this is that my dad used to get material from this apartment and made side curtains for touring cars.
Oh, really? I've seen it. It's heavy. It looks like that leather.
Do you know where the negatives of these pictures are?
No,
you don't.
No, I don't. Mr. Cataline and I were talking about it, and he said that he didn't know where Mr. Donslager found his pictures, but he had quite a few copies made and gave them to different people,
If sometime in the future, I want to come back and take pictures of you.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be okay?
Yes.
These are very unusual.
We've only got used to going through.
I was just really thrilled when I first saw it. I thought,
that's the wooden box frame.
Yeah. I thought it was just fantastic,
That's the wooden frame.
Yeah, these are really special.
Because I had never seen anything like it.
Goodness, there's the windshield.
I think these were all done in 1915. I think they were all a set. Somebody just went through the whole thing and took them all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at this. This is very interesting. The women were sewing, but look who's putting the seat assembly together.
That looks like
men.
The springs and things.
Yep.
But an attacking hand there.
Right, the men are putting the seat assembly together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the women
maybe
the
that
sewing.
Was more physical to stretch.
Probably was.
Oh,
you know, they may want a copy of these also at the museum.
Oh, I'm sure they will. We don't have anything like that.
So we've got a few, I just thought this was a wonderful collection.
Oh,
I've never seen anything like this for the Rio.
Oh, look, the depth of feel and everything.
That's the other thing about these is that they're beautiful. Monograph.
Yes, they are.
Because you can even see the green in the floor. You can see the sawdust maybe or
beautiful photographs.
Those are the back wall. They're just perfect.
ask you to turn it off. I've got a picture of my dad I want to talk about while you're looking at that.
You know, we could do this